Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. In my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jessica Moser. She's with MetLife, Senior VP there. She's bringing us the MetLife U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Index. And she gave us an outstanding report on what she found last segment, which was absolutely awesome, off the charts optimism from small businesses. But part of the focus, a big part of the focus of this last quarter's survey, the index, Jessica, was on small businesses' adoption and success with technology. What did you learn?
So that's exactly right. We wanted to get a better understanding of small business owners, what their relationship with technology, how are they feeling about it? Because it is true that tech, as I think we all know intuitively at this point, it helps them compete, helps us protect data, can help us improve process, technology,
and intimidate efficiency. The heck out of us at the same time.
And intimidate us completely. And so what we found, even though, I think that, again, sort of good news, bad news, or good news and potential for improvement news, right? So small businesses are focused on technology to run their day-to-day business, right? So like almost 85%, 84% use accounting systems that are online. But what they're not doing, for example, is putting their data in the cloud or using just as importantly, data analytics, right? Mm-hmm. So just 15% of small businesses.
It's not something.
And it sounds, right, it sounds really, really scary, but it's not. There are, it is absolutely within the grasp of small businesses to use those types of tools to make their business better.
Well, here's why
that part is so scary, right?
The reason it's so foreign to us, see, we're more analog in the way we think about our business because we literally could take 2 days and go visit every customer we have. Everyone, maybe a day.
Yeah.
I mean, we think of them as a face and a name. We know their kids. So that's a very analog way to think about them. It never occurs to us to think of them as something that could be, and I'm going to use the word manipulate. I don't mean that in a bad way, but where we're studying their behavior, larger companies, big companies, they have to do that. By definition, it's essential that larger companies do that. So AI is more natural for a large company. Small businesses, not so much.
No, I think you're right. I think it is more natural for a large company, right? Because there's people whose jobs it is to figure this out. But I would say this. Businesses that start thinking about how to use technology for more than the basics, how to use it to advance their business, not manipulate the data, but understand their customers to do a better, more focused job, understand where the next customer is more likely to come from, those businesses are going to differentiate themselves in a big way.
And here's the good news, Jessica, more and more interfaces are being built to make that easy for small business. See, we don't want to understand AI. We want to know how to use it. We want to be able to put data in, push a button, and get the research out. We don't want to have to get into the weeds. And that's where an interface will help us. And that's happening.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And I think it's true, right? I think that we've heard that technology can be the great equalizer if you know how to use it for your business and you're not scared. And it's scary. It is. But if you know how, if you can work with the right partner, or maybe you've got an employee who's more apt to do that kind of thing, I mean, think about it. You're saying within 2 days we can go visit all our customers, and that's very true. But imagine if you can use technology to get customers around the world. Right? I mean, that's what what technology can do.
Or the AI could help you know which one to go to first. If I'm going to visit all my customers in 2 days, the AI can say, you know, you don't need to go visit John today. You need to visit Sue today. Because of what you've learned.
I want to shift over
and get you to tell us what you learned about cybersecurity. What did they tell you about that? Because we talk about this all the time.
So cybersecurity, it is a concern for small businesses. Just over half, 54% of our index showed are concerned about it. 53% are using data privacy software, so that's good. Unfortunately, and, you know, knowledge is power, so it can't always be good news. In 2018, security breaches, and this is, and the data I think is still relevant, security breaches against small businesses increased 424%.
Wow.
So it's like the criminals who are doing that have turned their attention to small businnesses. In fact,
it's called spear phishing. They're not casting a net at us anymore.
Yeah.
They're targeting us for a number of reasons.
And so,
go ahead. Last thoughts.
They're targeting to a certain extent small businesses. The data shows 43% of all data breaches were targeted at small businesses. It could be because those smaller firms were aware these people are smart, right?
Yep.
They're aware that maybe the technology is not in place, maybe the training isn't in place, and there are more vulnerabilities.
Right. Or they've got big partners.
Compromised websites.
Jessica, I got to wrap it up.
Yep.
uschamber.com/index. What's the end of it? Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.